So you take four ricks to a cord, and you get, and you sell it by the rick. Oh yeah, three ricks to the cord. You sell it. You can sell it by the rick, or you can sell it by the cord, or you can sell it by the half cord. And that's the way they sold it. And you'd rick it up, or you'd sell it by the load. If you just want to buy a load of wood, and I wanted $4 for it, or I wanted $10 for it, well, that's I just unloaded it. And if I sold you a rick, well, I'd have to rick it up, and you'd come out and maybe okay it. If you didn't think it's enough there, you'd have me put out another stick, I guess. Maybe. Okay, that would be by the load.
By the load.
Armful, it'd be that when the kid bring the would be armful
into the house.
To the mother, to the house, and she always used my mother always used her apron. She'd have an apron full of chips. And that's where she carried her chips in the house would be in her apron. She always had an apron. Now it wasn't no question about that apron business. She didn't have no dress on. She'd have on her apron anyhow. She would never forget the apron part.
Well, now what about when they carried the washing out to hang it on the line? What would they put it in?
Well, they had a big basket that they made out of a white oak slats, and it'd be a clothes basket. It would be a cold basket. It could be a long one with a handle in the middle, or it could be a long one with two handles, and or it could be a round one. And it was anyhow, it was a clothes basket, and they had. Most all men, older men, and of course younger men, couldn't do it. I never did make any, but when I was young, I got somebody else make me some cotton baskets, big old cotton baskets, to load cotton with, use it. And we'd use them for shuck baskets. You'd put your shucks in there, and then carry your shucks out and feed the cows with them. But you'd made them out of white oak splits, and they lasted a long time. They was good. And that's what they made the clothes basket. And they could split that out, and then they would draw it off, or take a plane, and they'd make it pretty and smooth. If they was making it nice for their wife, they'd probably make it pretty and smooth, a clothes basket. But if they was making it for the barn to put shucks in, they wouldn't care whether it's smooth or not. They'd just make a big old heavy basket, and then they'd use it. It wouldn't be so pretty and smooth, but it wouldn't ever be painted.
Wouldn't
ever be, No, it never was painted. See, all the paint they had them days was pokeberries, and they didn't even.
Pokeberries? Is that where the paint came from?
Well, pokeberries is good paint, anyhow.
Was it?
Well, I mean, it gets on your clothes, you can't get it off, so I guess.
It must be good then. Yeah. Well, what would nails come in?
Well, nails come in kegs. In round kegs, they'd be 25 pound kegs or 50 pound kegs. Not over 50 pound kegs, because 100 pound kegs would be nearly too big. Well, I guess they would be maybe 100-pound kegs. They'd take up less space. And they, in the olden time, the first nails they had were square nails. They would be. It'd be bigger at one end than it would be at the other, but they'd be square from one end to the other. It'd be flat on the side. It'd be four sides, but they'd be flat, and they'd just be kept getting littler and littler. But then they'd finally come out till they'd be a round nail. But they'd still be. They wouldn't be tapering so bad. They'd just be a taper right on the end, just like a, not like a, that's where they get them started driving in wood. And they'd be a round nail with a head on them, with a head to, both hit the head, not your thumb. So I've seen tear down these old houses, and then they'd find all these old square nails, big old spikes, that long, they'd be square. But they'd be tapered enough that you could drive them into these big old.
But they drove them.
You drove them in with a sledgehammer or some kind of a maul.
Well, have you ever driven any square nails?
No, I don't think I ever used any new square nails at all. I picked up old square nails around these old houses where they'd been burnt, and used them for bean shooters or things like that, or just curiosity. But I never did use them to build anything with. But they have. I've seen worlds and worlds of square. That's all they used to have. Long time ago, and then the round nails finally come in.
Now, on a barrel, what would go around the barrel?
The hook. They would be called hoops. Barrel hoops. And they'd be smaller at each end, and as the barrel got bigger down about the middle, they'd be bigger. All barrels are bigger in the middle than they are at each end.
Oh, yeah. They'd have to be the same way.
Yeah, they'd have to be the same way. You could start it in at the end. You put it on at the end and taper it. As you taper it down, you could just keep on sort of tapping it on down there until you got it tight. And then you'd have little nails sort of holding it on there.
Well, what would they put in the top of a bottle to stop up the bottle?
Well, they'd be called corks, little corks. And then you'd have little screws, little corkscrews that you could take them out with. You could start that corkscrew in that little cork, and you just keep screwing until you get down in, and you could finally pick the whole thing out. That was in whiskey bottles.
Oh,
I don't
really?
I don't know what kind, what all the other kind of bottles, but I remember having cork bottles.
Did you ever see anything made out of glass that they would put in?
No, not too much glass. I don't know, don't seem like